Yahoo users have until June 15th to decide how to respond to a change in the company's privacy policy. Longtime users will have to tell the internet portal once again if they don't want to be contacted at home or receive ads via their email accounts. Yahoo is one of many businesses trying to make money by targeting ads at consumers according to their interests. Most consumers aren't wild about online surveillance, and it isn't clear the practice is even profitable. But as NPR's Larry Abramson reports, that doesn't mean information gathering is likely to stop.
Concern about privacy has been good for the legal profession. Nearly every major website has a privacy policy, a complex legal document that explains just what happens with your personal information when you surf. They're impossible to read. So companies like AT&T have taught computers how to interpret those policies and alert users when their privacy is at risk. The AT&T privacy bird is angry because the site I'm visiting has a policy that doesn't meet the standards I expect. If, on the other hand, the company promises to protect my privacy, the bird explodes in avian glee. This alert system is the result of years of hard work by programmers and privacy advocates, but lawyers may have achieved more through the blunt instrument of litigation. 2 years ago, a California woman named Harriet Judnick sued a company that many people had never heard of. It's called DoubleClick, and it provides millions upon millions of the ads you see online. DoubleClick also collects information about where you surf. The company became the whipping boy for privacy groups because it's invisible. Even the privacy bird wouldn't know that DoubleClick is gathering information about consumers. In court, attorney Ira Rothkin charged that DoubleClick's practices were illegal.
So we sued under the theory that a person has a right to surf anonymously, and that if you want to watch what someone's doing online, you got to get their permission first.
The Judnick suit turned into a class action, and last month a judge gave preliminary approval to a settlement that would rein in DoubleClick's power to gather information. Rothkin says the case is emblematic because it tries to return control of personal information to the user.
And once a user goes looking around the internet and clicking on different websites about depression or about medical conditions and financial websites, and there's a central ad-serving company that's gathering all this data and logging it, it was a loss of control that we were seeking a remedy against.
This suit and other actions appear to mark a retreat by one of the most aggressive online advertising companies. But in fact, DoubleClick has been backing away from this approach for a more simple reason. It's not profitable. Jim Nail is an analyst with Forrester Research. He says targeted advertising sounded revolutionary, but in the end, it just wasn't very effective.
That model fell victim to the costs of acquiring and manipulating and storing that data so it could be used effectively compared to the actual lift in results that it provided. Basically, it cost too much for the amount of impact it gave you.
But that doesn't mean that marketers have given up. Many are looking for new sources of information. They're looking beyond the web. Richard Smith is an independent consultant outside Boston who analyzes the way appliances leak information about you. He helped expose how a digital video recording device called TiVo sends information about your viewing habits back to the company.
It has to phone home each evening, and you plug it into the phone line in order to get schedule information. And in that same phone conversation, your TiVo box will send back to the TiVo service all the TV programs that you recorded with the TiVo service.
Phoning home is particularly common on music players and CD burners. Many check in with the central database to help identify songs you're playing. In the process, Smith says these programs often assign a special ID number to your computer.
So that's when I see that, I begin to wonder, well, are you going to be using this for marketing, direct marketing purposes? In some cases, companies say, yes, they do.
Online advertising is still a young medium. Eventually, companies may well figure out how to use the information they gather about your music preferences or about your viewing habits. That means the privacy bird may have his work cut out for him. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.